Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you for being with us here on Point of View. Now, the South Africa and government and the Border Authority management have decided to suspend operations at the main border crossing with Mozambique. We've been here before. They are deciding to do that again. On the line with us is Border Management Authority spokesperson Mem Memohotsi. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Let's just maybe speak a little bit about, you know, what the plan is going forward. We've obviously been seeing tensions in Mozambique. Not so long ago, the Lebombo border was closed and then we managed to get it reopened again. You've decided to suspend operations now. Tell us what brought you to this decision.
This decision was based on the operations having been suspended on the side of Mozambique, compelling us as the Border Management Authority to also not be able to operate. Because as you are aware, in a border environment, you need to have two jurisdictions, two countries processing travelers to the various destinations. So in this regard, based on the unrest that Mozambique had experienced in the past few days, in the past few weeks, they had disruptions in their operations, whereby compelling us like not be able to operate in this regard.
And this would be for cargo as well as passengers?
Yes, but we've been experiencing, you know, some instability in terms of processing. So in this regard, like this morning, we were able to process passengers, like pedestrians that were walking by foot, that were requesting Border Management Authority to say, hey, can we please maybe just go back home? We were in South Africa, wanting to go back to Mozambique, and the others in Mozambique wanting to come into South Africa that had the relevant documents. So if it depends on the situation. So it has been an on and off situation whereby sometimes we are able to process pedestrians, sometimes we are able to just process, you know, pedestrians and cars. But mostly cargo movements have been affected, especially for Lebombo. So in this regard, what we've done, we've requested people who really need to travel to Mozambique or through Mozambique to use another port of entry, which is not very far from Lebombo. It's called Mananga port of entry, but Mananga will enter them into Eswatini. From Eswatini, they'll be able to get to Mozambique from Eswatini. So in we have been advising in terms of our communication, just if you really need to get to Mozambique, please use Mananga, but Mananga, unfortunately, at this point, is unable to process any cargo.
Oh, I see. And are we certain that via the Eswatini border, they're able to enter Mozambique? Do we have any information on whether that entry point is functional?
Yes, we do have information that it is a bit functional, but we were advised, I think, yesterday that, you know, there were some minor disruptions nearby the area near to Maputo, but using that port of entry of Mananga. But I think the situation has now been cleared and travelers are able to use that port of entry without any incidents in this regard. There's also another port of entry, which is Kosi Bay. That can also facilitate travelers into Mozambique in this regard,
What reports are you getting, especially on the Mozambican side of Lebombo? You know, are they giving you a sense of things being calmer, whether things are likely to reopen soon? What intelligence are you getting?
In this regard, we have been having various engagements with the Mozambican government, just trying to assist, you know, the situation, because it's quite painful for us as a government as well when no movement is happening, and you know, operations have been temporarily suspended on our side, especially that, you know, our systems, there's nothing wrong with the South Africa processes. We can process any person anytime, but due to Mozambique not being operational now, South Africa is being affected in terms of border management. So we have been having various engagements with them at different levels just to determine, you know, what is it that could be done or when the situation would be resolved, because we are eager to have our operations return back to normality. We are in the festive season at the moment and, you know, would like to get the systems back to normal way, would be processing numbers and numbers of people that are crossing into Mozambique. So we are getting feedback in terms of maybe the coming week the situation will go back to normal, where we'll be able to fully operate at the port of entry with no disruptions in this regard.
What kinds of backlog are we looking at the moment? Do we have people waiting in the queues, especially in obviously, as you're saying, you know, you've temporarily halted operations in Limbombo on your side. Are people still waiting and hoping for operations to return to normal?
Yes, in this regard, where the people that are waiting is the transporters, cargo drivers, and trucks that have been, you know, hoping that the situation would return to normal. So we've got like a queue of about 15 kilometers that is on the corridor N4. I think the travelers, those cargo truckers are hoping, you know, that maybe the situation would, the operations would resume. But what has been what we have observed is that, you know, there has been on and off operations. So let's say, for example, would open for an hour and process movement, and then would temporarily suspend operations for another 2 hours, obviously guided by Mozambique in terms of what they're experiencing on their side. So those truckers are there on the N4 with the hope that, you know, as soon as operations resume, then they'll be able to process their trucks. So, yes, we have those truckers that are waiting there, but we have provided some assistance to them. As you know, as part of our festive operation,
yes,
we would order, you know, some additional infrastructure from the Department of Public Works and infrastructure, where they would deliver water,
ablution facilities and stuff.
And ablution facilities, yes. So those resources have now been made available for those truck drivers, for them at least, you know, to have, not to be stranded, to have a bit of water that they can have, and also, you know, utilize some of those facilities. But as soon as our operation resumes, we will be able to get the resources back so that we're able to satisfy the operations and have them available for port operations, those resources that have been delivered.
Maybe help me understand, when you temporarily open the border, maybe for an hour or two at any given time, what actually happens? Is it because on the other side of the border, the authorities on the Mozambican side of the border have themselves opened?
Yes. In this regard, we are fully dependent on the Mozambican side in terms of operations, because there's nothing wrong with the Libombo port of entry operations. Actually, our officials come to work every day.
Yes.
They assume their position, hoping that, you know, there could be a resumption of operations at the port. And we get guidance from Mozambique to say, okay, now we are able to process movement, and we have to do that as quick as possible and ensure that, you know, the backlog is cleared so we are able to resume operations temporarily, and then the suspension is effected again from Mozambican side, then compels us on the South side to also temporarily suspend our operations. So it's a stop-and-go kind of a situation that is happening at Libombo. But we are engaging various stakeholders now, and, you know, we are hoping that there could be a resolution to have, you know, the operations fully operational at the Mozambican side so that Libombo can continue operating and ensuring that they process trucks and people and goods so that we return back to normality.
Have you decided to prioritize either certain goods or certain people in and how you process people to go through if and when you're able to open the border?
Obviously, for cargo movement, if you look at your items that, for example, like perishable goods, perishable goods would be prioritized because we wouldn't want, you know, there to be things in terms of, you know, items that get spoiled while waiting on the queue to the corridor to the port. So in this regard, we ensure that we process those. And yes, in this regard, those are those that we mainly prioritize. And we work on a system where we assist, you know, the truckers as they declare the loads that they're carrying. We're able to look at, you know, what is it that they're carrying, and then we're able to assist them effectively.
I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. Border Management Authority spokesperson Memme Mokgosi.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.